Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus, also Ent Earth on Twitter, here to tell you about movies and TV shows and toys. So let's get started with last weekend's box office. Number one was The Devil Inside with $33.7 million. It was followed by Mission Impossible, Toast Protocol, about the diners and ghost protocols and what have you. $19.9 million. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, $13.7 million. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, $11.4 million. And Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked rounded out the top five with $9.5 million. Beauty and the Beast 3D is this week's most likely candidate for the new top box office take. It was followed by Contraband, Joyful Noise, Iron Lady, We Need to Talk About Kevin, and some other movies in limited release. Speaking of Disney 3D re-releases, Pixar's Finding Nemo will be coming out on September 14th. It's my birthday in 3D. In an interview about Red Tails this week, Rick McCallum referred to the long gestating Star Wars live-action TV project as Star Wars Underworld, and that it might feature bounty hunters and or Quinlan Vos. If you don't know what Red Tails is, it's George Lucas' new World War II movie that has been in development for about 20 years, and it'll be out in a couple of weeks. Five new Star Wars Phantom Menace 3D posters are making the rounds Thursday night and were posted on Rebel Scum. Having not seen them in a while, I don't know if they're legit for the U.S. market or not, but it's certainly interesting to see more than two posters advertising a Star Wars movie again. I was kind of bummed that we didn't get the insane array of posters we used to get back in the 1980s, especially internationally. I mean, if you look at the poster checklists out there, we got a ton of cool stuff, and this time around, not so much. So, you know, check them out. Synergy is boring. Thor 2 is getting a rewrite by Saving Private Ryan screenwriter Robert Rodat, and director Patty Jenkins is, you've probably heard, off of the project. Sam Raimi has confirmed he's going to do the black and white to color thing in his new movie Oz, The Great and Powerful, which has James Franco and a bunch of young whippersnappers like Mila Kunis, Zach Braff, and Michelle Williams. Paul Rudd and Emma Stone are going to be on Parks and Recreation and 30 Rock respectively soon. Bryan Cranston has also been confirmed to appear on Archer. He's done a lot of cartoon voiceover work. He was on the Clerks cartoon series back in the day. The Police Academy reboot is going to be directed by Scott Zebielski. I don't know who that is. Who is that? Oh, he directed Tosh.0? Okay. AMC is going to be doing a Goodfellas TV series. And on sale at Entertainment Earth. T-shirts, t-shirts, t-shirts. Buy three t-shirts. Get a fourth t-shirt for free. Pre-order t-shirts, in-stock t-shirts, we don't care. Any size, mix and match, buy any four t-shirts, and the cheapest of those four is free. If you buy eight t-shirts, you will get two t-shirts for free. It's a pretty good deal. So I recommend stocking up now because, let's face it, on New Year's Eve, you probably stained a shirt or two. Maybe you had a little much to drink. Maybe you got some cake. Something probably happened. Replace those t-shirts today. Buy three, get one free at sale.entertainmentearth.com, or don't. In the toy news, Diamond Select Toys has stated that their Knight Rider and Pirates Minimates should be in stock pretty much any day now. Good news indeed. To celebrate 25 years of Star Trek The Next Generation, Diamond is also going to be cranking out some Mego-style figures of Captain Picard and the Borg, and they are due in June. We have pictures up on our website now. The show is also getting an HD makeover. A sample of the remastered episodes will be on Blu-ray very soon. Transformers BotCon exclusive reveals continue. This week we got to see Octopunch, who showed up on eBay and looks like a modified 2010 Seaspray mold. We also got to see Ultra Magnus, which is based on the early 2011 Reveal the Shield Optimus Prime based on the G2 toy. Also, a company called Toy World JP is making a robot which is not Megatron, but is totally G1 Megatron. It looks a lot like the original animation model, which means it's gray and silver and turns into a gun. The Kickstarter